Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, cloudy with a chance of strong storms, a low of 69. A meeting at the Racine County Courthouse this afternoon on a proposed homeless shelter shifts away from a site on King Drive but fails to pinpoint any possible locations. Here's WRJN News Director Tom Carco.
County Executive Jonathan Delagrave, after almost an hour, asked the collection of community activists and citizens to help identify 10 sites within the city. He also asked for churches to step up and volunteer their sites to reinstate the old rest program, which was in place before HALO, to at least get through the upcoming winter, if a fixed site cannot be found. One man, Kelvin Plunkett, offered his building in Uptown. The group Segway took some criticism for not talking to the community about the King Drive site. Alderman Mike Shields, more than once, trying to get refocused attention on a new location or more. Another meeting could be held in August, maybe with potential sites identified. From the Racine County Courthouse, Tom Carco, AM 1400, WRJN News.
Three break-ins at Mount Pleasant car dealerships are likely related, according to Mount Pleasant police, who believe the crimes are the work of Milwaukee gang members. Early this morning, thieves broke into the Pullman dealership on Washington Avenue and Racine Toyota along the interstate off Highway 20. In both cases, a glass door was broken and attempts made to steal vehicles. It's believed the thieves got away in one of the vehicles stolen from Picaro Ford early July 4th morning. Mount Pleasant Police Captain Brian Smith says they're working with the dealerships hit today to make sure nothing was taken.
Both of them are very large dealerships. They have to do a complete inventory to see, make sure nothing is missing. But again, due to the fact we did make an arrest a few days ago with the same MO, and with the history of what's happening in Milwaukee, we believe it's kids from Milwaukee that are coming down, and with that, it's probably gang related.
Mount Pleasant police will be keeping a close eye on the village's many large dealerships. Meanwhile, they're asking anyone, especially those out early in the morning, to keep watch for any suspicious activity. The Mount Pleasant Village Board has scheduled a special meeting Monday to discuss a separation agreement with Administrator Kurt Wallen. Following the last election, the majority of the board has generally opposed the current village administration. Questions about Wallen's job status were raised last month and discussed during a closed session. Wallen's contract expired May 13th. Wallen began his position as village administrator in 2013. He previously served as police chief in Racine. In Kenosha County, the town of Paris clerk is reviewing petition signatures filed by a local resident seeking to recall three board members because of a land deal with the village of Summers. Joe Kolnick, according to the Kenosha News, filed separate petitions to recall town chairman Virgil Gantz, along with supervisors Ken Monson and Ron Kammerzelt. The paperwork says each failed to serve the best interest of all town of Paris residents who had no voice in the process. Kolnick was part of the lawsuit filed by the city of Kenosha to try to stop the agreement, which transfers land in Paris to Summers at the interstate. The Village of Sturtevant's Community Development Authority is backing plans to create another tax incremental district, which, if finalized by the end of September, would have a base value retroactive to this past January 1st. Assessor Jim Henke said the 2016 property assessment estimate for the village is $577 million, and the new TID, recommended to be mixed use, would go for 20 years.
TID 3 is not going to be duplicated in TID 4, but it's a different type of activity when we start looking at the increments. So what we did is it appears the 288 parcels, which we've identified, and this is still a working document based on input. We tried to be as representative as possible, looking at the Ashland Capital, the Brzezinski, the undeveloped land within the Renaissance Business Park, which would drive the redevelopment of this corridor.
To move on Sturtevant's next tax incremental district, a joint review board will be created and a public hearing held August 23rd. A resolution from the CDA board to the village board would lead to a final vote by CDA members. The Wisconsin Humane Society removed 8 cats from a home in the 1600 block of Dean Boulevard in Racine with the help of police. Spokesperson Angela Speed would only confirm the number of cats removed, 5 adults and 3 kittens, currently in their custody at their Chicory Road location. The Racine Health Department put a cannot be used for human habitation occupancy or use sign on the home. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.